This is Radio Boston. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. Cue the big bombastic theme music. The NFL's regular season begins tomorrow night with a matchup between the Minnesota Vikings and the defending Super Bowl champions, the New Orleans Saints. But around New England, the talk has been about a possible contract extension for Patriots star quarterback Tom Brady. Joining me to talk New England sports, as he does most Wednesdays, is WBUR's Bill Littlefield, host of Only a Game. Hi, Bill.
Hey, Sasha.
Let's start with those talks between the Patriots and Tom Brady about a possible contract extension. Last I read, it was a rumored three-year, $19 million year deal, which is huge money. What would that mean for the team, should it be finalized?
Well, I think actually we should first start by talking about that music, which seems to me more appropriate for Transformers movie than the National Football League. But okay. Yes, it's a huge amount of money. You know, the one thing that you can always say about the Patriots is that nobody is talking about anything. So the reporters can ask all they like about Tom Brady's contract status, and he will say, I don't want to talk about it. And the coach will glower at the reporters and say he doesn't want to talk about it. And the owner and his son will say they don't want to talk about it. And eventually they'll get it done because Tom Brady is basically the franchise player that everybody identifies the team with.
And we in the media have to feed off the little scraps we can get until something is actually
final
and public.
And we should be just as ashamed of ourselves as we are when we're curious about what Paris Hilton has most recently done.
Contract talks aside, the Patriots and Tom Brady will meet the Cincinnati Bengals this Sunday at Gillette Stadium. How do those teams match up?
Well, the Bengals have two exceptional receivers in Terrell Owens and Chad Ochocinco, and if they don't get into a fist fight about who should receive the ball more often, they could be a pretty good team this year, which is against the grain for the Bengals. The Patriots, I don't know, I've been kind of doing some investigating, and one odds maker has said of the Patriots, things do not appear to be trending upward, which sounds like that eight ball that I used to have that you'd turn it up
floating
upside,
little
get, yeah,
advice
get a
inside.
Message, but it's not a happy message.
Because their defense is in dicey shape, I believe.
That is what I'm told. They're a little shaky defensively. But, you know, football is the hardest. The NFL is the hardest sports venue to make predictions in because everybody gets hurt. And the question is, how serious will the injuries be to your most important players? And anybody who follows the Patriots knows about the year a couple of years ago when Tom Brady missed essentially a whole season. So we'll see what happens.
Sure. Moving on to another football story. The Boston College Eagles season began last weekend with a win against Weber State. But the game was notable for another reason. Tell us about that.
Well, Weber State was a typical first-week opponent, and Boston College won the game. But the big story was Mark Herzlich's return. He had bone cancer and missed a whole season, no surprise there, and has come back strong, made five tackles, played a fair portion of the game last week. And so there's only good news with respect to something like that.
In the little time we have left, a short Red Sox mention, painful as that may be, which is that it appears the Sox are slipping out of playoff contention. But Boston sports fans do have another team they can root for. It's a team that did just make the playoffs. Tell us about the Breakers.
The Breakers won their most recent game, thereby making it certain that they will make the playoffs. They play again this weekend for a chance to get a bye right into the semifinals of the Women's Pro Soccer League. And their star offensive player, Kelly Smith, has been named Player of the Month for the second time. So all sorts of good things on that front.
Thanks, Bill. Bill Littlefield is the host of Only a Game, heard each Saturday on WBUR at 7 a.m. and again at 7 p.m. Bill can be heard Wednesdays also right here on Radio Boston.